The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Shure have launched the Shure MV7 microphone. It's $249 and gets a glowing review in Forbes. It's got XLR and USB outputs, and it has an app to help control it. And it's based on the Shure SM7B, which was used by, among others, Michael Jackson, Joe Rogan, and Roman Mars. After its acquisition by SiriusXM earlier this year, the podcast app Stitcher is to get a redesign. Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak celebrated 13 years doing No Agenda this week. Congratulations to them. We've spotted a press release. Its title is Podbooking, the LinkedIn of podcasting has arrived. Oh, good. Spotify executive Sten Garmark is quoted in a story behind the paywall at Business Insider. He's quoted as saying, "The thing we're most excited about right now is finally getting to the point where we have so many consumers and so many creators on the same software stack. That hasn't really happened in audio before," he says. "So we can solve problems that no other company can solve," he says. The Athletic is partnering with Megaphone for podcast distribution and monetization. The Athletic is a subscription-based sports publisher. In the UK, Pods Up North have announced a new virtual event to help you grow and evolve your podcast. It's a pay-as-you-feel event. And if you'd like some good podcast recommendations, Sarah's podcast newsletter is full of them, and lots of animated GIFs as well. We'll link to that from our newsletter and our show notes today. And thank you to Resonate Recordings for increasing the level of their support. An easier way to podcast, they offer a comprehensive podcast editing service and production platform. You can support us too at podnews.net/support. And in podcast news, in the Jordan Harbinger show today, the first one-on-one interview from the infamous Firefest organiser Billy McFarland from his prison. He was given 3 months in solitary confinement for having a USB flash drive, it turns out. How cool is this? Is a 5-minute podcast about what's cool. Perfect, they say, for a short commute from the bedroom to the kitchen. Anyway, they're going daily from today with episodes exploring different political ideas right up to the election. And Indigenous people have lived in Australia for thousands of years and have formed a spiritual relationship with the land, including the spirits on the other side. Indigenous Ghost Stories is new from Australia's National Indigenous Television. And we should probably take this opportunity to acknowledge the Turrbal and Jagera people, the traditional owners of the land on which I'm recording this right now. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.